Governor Walker launched the weekly messages this month. His latest subject is jobs, and in this week's remarks, continues to blame others for what is now a two-month slump in job creation in Wisconsin.
Unfortunately, the debate over the federal debt crippled the national economy, and that slowed down our job growth here in July and August. That is why we have to work even harder on jobs here in Wisconsin.
Democrats say they won't be able to directly respond to each of Walker's messages in the same week. But Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca says Democrats want an equal forum to talk about their priorities. The Kenosha State Representative says he thinks radio is still a useful medium for reaching the politically engaged.
You know, radio listeners are oftentimes some of the most astute, political-minded people that you know, care about their state, and they listen to the radio because they want to know what's going on and what the news is and what direction their state and their country are going in. So I think they still have a huge impact.
It may, though, be tough for Democrats and Governor Walker to measure that impact. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is making the speeches available to radio stations through a link on the WBA website, but isn't keeping a list of which stations actually use the audio. Anyone with a computer can also access the WBA site and not need to listen for the remarks on the radio. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.